Welcome to this Our Heritage audio trail. It is one of a series exploring the rich heritage of Gwynedd, Conwy and Snowdonia, from castles and slate quarries to holy shrines and Roman settlements. Discover the tales of our ancestors and how their lives shaped the landscape and culture of the Wales we see today. This trail explores spirituality in North Wales and what people have sacrificed in the name of their religion. And we start here at Cymer Abbey.
This is a secluded spot, Father Abbot. Shall we dig here?
It will suffice. Dig deep, brothers. Dig deep. We want no one to find it. It has come to this. Burying our silver chalice and paten in the woods of Dolgellau. Our only treasure. The only thing left to tell the story of our Cistercian brotherhood here. But hide it we must. The king's men are coming fast. And they are going to take our lands, and all we have. I do not see why these two precious objects, so sacred to us, should be melted down for his coffers. This suppression will end one day, and we shall return home to our monastery, rescue our holy silver, and celebrate communion together again. This is what I hope for, brothers. But for now, place a stone on top to mark the spot, and let us pray for the return to our simple lives of contemplation and prayer.
But it was not to be. English King Henry VIII's dissolution of the monasteries was brutal and final. Cymer Abbey, the home to a Cistercian community of monks from its beginnings in the 1100s, was one of many such places where the end came. Quickly, brutally. Cymer Abbey was founded in 1158 with support of Maredydd ap Cynan, grandson of the first Prince of Wales, Owain Gwynedd. The abbey was in fact a daughter house to another Cistercian abbey in Burgundy, and these ruins are the sole surviving relic of that particular religious order in Wales. The abbey here was built, as were most Cistercian abbeys, in an inspirational and beautiful place. And here we are near River Mawddach, where the Cistercians' austere life of prayer and contemplation was hidden from the outside world. And life here would certainly have been hard. The monastery constantly struggled to make ends meet, despite their various enterprises of sheep and cattle raising, fish pools and even breeding horses for the Welsh princes. Every year they would give two of their best stallions to Llywelyn the Great himself. And as you walk around, you'll see what remains of the abbey's nave and aisles. But there are no northern or southern transepts that make the traditional crucifix shape you find in other monastery chapels. The abbey's original building plan was in fact never completed. The monks appeared to be somewhat tactful regarding the politics and power of the day, diplomatically switching allegiance as appropriate. They housed the troops of Llywelyn ap Gruffydd here, both in 1275 and 1279, and it was also occupied for a while by Edward I's expeditionary army in 1238. From then on, though, the abbey sank into a gradual decline. The lack of good farming land and no other sources of income meant the order could no longer sustain its many brothers. At one point, there were no more than five monks and an abbot living here, and when the dissolution came, there wasn't much left to plunder. A lot of the stone was looted for other building projects around the area, including farm buildings nearby. The desperate burial of their last significant treasure was a sad, hopeless gesture, as the remaining monks hoped their fortunes might somehow rise again. Their simple philosophy was no match for the severity of the ages. As one monk later commented,
"They were always looking for somewhere quiet, away from the conquest of men."
The chalice and paten, concealed for centuries, were finally unearthed in woods near Dolgellau in 1890 by two workmen. The objects were caked in soil and clay, but when cleaned up, it was clear they had found extremely rare and important examples of sacred silver metalwork. The monks revered chalice and paten, with which they celebrated the Eucharist together centuries ago, are now displayed in the National Museum of Wales, Cardiff. thanks to the monk's foresight. We're going to move on now to another place of spirituality, St. Mark's Church in Brithdir, a small hamlet on the outskirts of Dolgellau.